Welcome back to another episode of the Coca Love Podcast. I am your host, Khadija Amari, and today's segment is going to be a behind the biz segment. So this is behind the biz for April of 2023. I ain't gonna hold you. So what had happened was today's date is June 15th. It is June 15th right now, and I am recording the April behind the biz episode. Look, I was busy. I was being lazy in there somewhere. I was procrastinating in there somewhere. And I forgot to record, you know, at the end of the month like I wanted to. But this is me trying to catch up, trying to get back on track, okay? I am working through the thing. So I'm going to be looking back over my calendar and refreshing my memory on April, because I absolutely did not take notes about the things that I did and learned in April. But I did take notes about the things that I did and learned in May. So I'll be able to, you know, share that a little bit better. Okay, so April, I had literally just shared with y'all back in the March episode, which should be airing yesterday, and today should be a new episode, because the game plan was to release all 12 of these in December of this year, and then next year I'll probably do it differently, but that's what's happening. So yesterday I told you that I figured out that I wanted to proceed in a different type of way. Like, I had been doing this soul searching and thinking really deeply and praying and all of this stuff. And I figured that, okay, I need to put one of these big ideas to rest and focus on one. And so I decided to table 27th and Rose, and looking forward to working more with and getting the name of Coca Love out there. And so that's what I did. Like, I did not dally. I proceeded to, you know, make the doggone thing happen. I literally started posting in March on my fan base page. So Coca Love Lifestyle has a fan base page. What do we have? We have a fan base page, an Instagram page. I think we have a Pinterest page. I know we have a Twitter page. The handle over there is Coca Love Media, because apparently Coca Love Lifestyle was too many characters. Like, the handle was too long, and I was like, what? Anyway, so yeah, those are the social media channels. And my concentration has been over on the Fanbase app. And I legit started posting in March. And I legit started growing in March. And then in April, you know, I started seeing that growth from the things that I was posting, and I was passionate. Like, I was so focused on posting. Like, I think at one point I was posting 2 to 3 times a day. But I just know that I was going in. I was going heavy. Like, I was serious. And I'm looking at my content calendar right here. I was on a mission, y'all. I was talking about some of the things that I posted. So I posted affirmations on Mondays. I, like, introduced myself to people. What does that say? Self-care tip. I was sharing self-care tips. Things like focus on you first. I was talking about the podcast. Oh, yeah. I did this really cool thing that I was enjoying. Oh, but technically, I think I started doing that in May. I started making these videos, like these long form videos, kind of like a YouTube video, if you think of it, about my thoughts on self-care, like basically trying to position myself as the branding, or not the branding expert. Why do I always forget that phrase? Not the niche, not the brand authority in the niche. Okay, we just don't say thought leader. I started working on these videos to start positioning myself as a thought leader in the self-care niche, in the wellness space. And I believe I was releasing those videos. I started releasing those in May. And it was just so, like, when I tell you my focus and my, of course, now I'm kind of like reflecting because it's technically it's June. But what I can say is I have not had the level of back and forth and confusion and all of that I was having so often, like every other month, if you will, or every other week when I was trying to focus on Coca Love. And so that peace of mind already is so gratifying and satisfying for me. I feel very, very focused. I feel like I am headed down the right path. And like, again, this is 2 to 3 months ahead. You know, I'm deeper into this thing. And so I'm speaking from a longer perspective, but I see how it's working. I see how it's growing. And I'm happy for me, you know, in a very outside looking in sort of way. Like, I am not me right now. I am just a person observing me. I'm so happy for me. Like, girl, you doing the thing. You are doing very well, ma'am. Keep going. Keep pushing. Do not give up type vibe. That's really how I feel about myself when I stand back and look at the things that I have done in the past 3 to 4 months. It's looking very, very different. Okay, so let's see, what else did I do? I wrote down something. I don't know if I posted this because, again, I'm looking at my content calendar and I don't always post all the things, but I do post most of the things. And I also try to go back and like update the calendar to reflect what I actually posted. Something I say here is, once you become more self-aware, you're free to choose the best options life offers you. Man, that is so true. Self-care is a journey, not an isolated activity. That part. Let's see what else. Apparently, I made the first video, how to build self-love. Or I think that was an idea, actually. So, yeah. That was my April. My April, I was digging my toes in, trying to get it together. I was troubleshooting my Superphone information. I do remember doing that and like updating it and trying to make sure that like the images that I sent, that they were going to be the correct size, and that like I was trying to figure out a bunch of back end things as well. Let's see. I got in my note behind the biz on TCLP on the Coca Love podcast. Oh my gosh, that's funny. That is too funny. I was trying to remind myself to record this episode. December 12th, reflection of the year. Oh, I understand my notes here. So I was essentially saying that, so you're in the middle of this right now. Okay, so this is going to make more sense now that I'm telling you this, now that you're listening to this, but I'm telling you this and it's June 15th. But here's my game plan. So on December 1st, I'm releasing all the Behind the Biz episodes from 2023. Starting on December 1st, each day, new episode. So that would mean there's 11 episodes because I'm starting on December 1st and December hasn't ended yet. So that would mean on December 11th would be the November episode of Behind the Biz, which means on December 12th, I could do something different. And so what I'm thinking I'm going to do is a reflection of the entire year, you know, from a business perspective. You know, maybe I'll gather some stats about how many posts I made, how many affirmations I wrote, how many people, how many clients I helped, things like that. And I can just reflect on the year and celebrate myself and the business in that type of way and give you all that information on December 12th. And then on December 25th, Christmas, I might pop in, you know, wherever I am celebrating at, I might pop in and give some words of encouragement on Christmas Day. That might be an episode. And then I'm going to go back into me having a break. And on January 4th, it looks like that's when I'll release the New Year episode. So my first episode to be released in 2024. So that is the current, outlook. Yes, that's my current outlook on how I'll be releasing the podcast episodes. But again, you are right almost in the middle of this. You're listening to this and it's day 4 for you. So it's probably December 4th right now when you're listening to this, which is so cool. Oh my gosh. Past me was telling current me to tell future you what you about to do, what you about to listen to. That's so funny. Okay, I'm not gonna hold y'all any longer because I told you at the beginning of this episode, April is kind of hodgepodging right now because she didn't take no notes about what I did and learned in April. What I will say is my month objective for April was growth on the fan base app. That was what I wrote at the top of my my monthly content planner for April. This month's objective is growth. I wanted to create audio rooms, flicks, and Fanbase Plus videos and use hashtags so that I could grow the page. Honey, she been on a mission, okay? So, there's that. Thank you again for listening to this episode of the Coco Love Podcast. If you want to get connected with me, Khadijah Amari. Oh, did I even say my name at the beginning? You know what? It's all right. If you want to get connected with me, your host of the Coco Love Podcast, Khadijah Amari, then you can find me. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on the Fanbase app. You can find me directly by clicking the link in the show notes or just visiting khadijaimari.me. That's khadijaamari.me. That's where you can find me. OMG! Oh, you guys. Okay, I have to save that technically for the June behind the biz, but just know, yo, she been working on the things. Like, she has gotten so much more serious about the things. Okay. You gotta listen to the next episode tomorrow, okay? Because that's when I'm gonna tell you the things that I literally just got excited about. Okay, I will talk to you in the next episode. Bye.